Audio Morning Brief for the U.S. Stock Market. I'm Rich Paz for Critical Point. It's 8:28 a.m. Eastern Time, June 29, wrapping up the first half of the year, a quarter, and a month here, preparing for next week's holiday, preparing for the weekend. So that's what's going on in the market here. What we have is that the model believes yesterday was a level four interweek top, immediately followed by a bottom, and the swing is up. Now, this is based in the futures. We need evidence from the cash here. We need higher prices. The market was up overnight. Problem is, it's going to create a gap higher at 9:30 probably in the cash market, and that may be problematic that they have to pull it back to fill the gap. Maybe they'll decide to continue to sell. If they pull the futures back to 4,400, we won't like it, but it could be a trap before going higher. But we will have to consider what's going wrong. Why is it stalling out so much? Is it just end of month type stuff and holiday stuff? Or is there a real reason for them to do it? But it would raise concerns of, does it have to come back to 4,380 or lower? In the meantime, though, we believe this market's going higher into tomorrow. They're going to finish the week off with a fairly positive note. And maybe it tops tomorrow for level four, but it doesn't have to top until the start of next week for that level four top. Now, we do believe we've already generated, or the market has generated, an upside objective of 44.77 to about 45.06 for the S&P 500 September futures, E-mini futures, okay? The cash, of course, will be less than that, 20 or 30 points less. And that looks like a little too much upside here to finish off the week to me, so that may have to wait the next week. But that's what we're looking at as potential upside here. And here's hopeful they get really getting excited and will put the market higher for us. Now, for those of you watching the cash market, I didn't calculate cash only upside targets, unfortunately, but just keep an eye on yesterday's high at 4390.35. I think it would be a bullish signal if it goes above that today. All right, now let's go over to the daily chart, and we'll flip over to the S&P 500 cash. The model believes level four top yesterday, level four bottom, but it needs the proof. We have some proof, sort of, in the futures, but now we need to see what will happen today. So again, if it'll take out yesterday's high at 4390.35, we believe the market goes higher into tomorrow, maybe into the start of next week. We also believe it would be a sign of extending a level three uptrend that began from June 26. And a level three are the largest uptrends during a month. And we believe this market's going higher into next week. I explain it in greater detail in the video that we're processing right now, and we'll post in a moment here, the weekly update. Yes, 38 minutes again, but I go from the very short term all the way into some long term. And we just want to remain bullish and optimistic this market for quite some time. So we think there's more upside here. We think the market needs to put the cash up to about 4,404 to fill a very tiny little gap. Ultimately, we think sometime and from now to end of July, it's going to take out the year of the high of the year at 4448.47, may trade to 4474, may trade to 4555 even during July. That may be a little rich, a little high, and that may wait to September, and we explain that as alternate scenarios in the video that we're producing here. All right, now I want to switch to what's going on in the futures here. And what we have in the futures, it's looking strong, looks like it's heading higher into next week. Next week, we'll have to watch out for a level three top and a setback next week, maybe even into the following week for a level three. But we explain in the video, we got three scenarios. One is it's up into next week, down, then up, and that's the least probable, least confidence. The better scenario is it's up, then sideways, then up again. And the best scenario, which may be risky, maybe we're going to be wrong, we're pushing too hard, but it's saying it's going to be up into next week for level three top, but it's not actually going to go down at all. It's not even going to move sideways. It will slow its pace of increase as it goes through the time frame for a level three bottom. And when that level three bottom is in place on the way up, the market will actually speed higher. So looking out 2 weeks, it could be quite bullish. We think this market wants to go higher into late July, but and it could be even more bullish than what we've seen. And we explain a similar pattern since May 19th on into June 16th. And we think something similar can unfold. It could be quite bullish, putting the futures up to 45.64 to maybe even 46.33. That does seem a bit rich looking out to July. Now, we also explain that the market can pull back late July, August, up in September, even to a new high for the year, pull back in September and October, and we explain why, some seasonal factors. We explain it can be up again by November and December, so basically what we're saying, it can be up all the way into the end of the year. And the market is in a bull market from October 12th of last year into probably late next year, and we explain that, and the type of bull market, and how it fits inside of a bull market for this decade even. And we give you a little insight on some of the news. We're looking at some of the seasonal studies. There was a seasonal study saying the market should have been down last year. That's how it worked on average. Well, it worked. They sold. But what we learned is they didn't sell as much as you think. The charts kind of tell us, well, they sold everything they bought 2 weeks ago, and they bought a large amount, and they sold it all. No, they did not. They sold a little. They didn't buy. The demand backed off a huge amount, so just a little selling brought the market down last week. Seasonally, this week should be an up week. Well, the market's trying to do it. We don't know how well it's going to work because of the end of month, end of quarter, end of first half, a weekend, and preparing for July 4th holiday next week. So it may be rather limited. They just don't dare buy a lot until they get the holiday out of the way or whatever, okay? They may be concerned of some of these funds selling at the last minute of the month, but it's looking like we can polish this off to swing higher this week. So we want to give it a bullish stance. We think in July, new high for the year is coming, all right? Now, we see interest rates turning down, but as I explained in the video, you know, it may not work that well for us. But the only way it could be a problem for the stock market forecast is interest rates would have to jump a huge amount. We don't see that. We're saying the same thing on the dollar. And we're seeing the economy still growing. And next week, we're going to get some economic data to compare to the GDP. But we think the economy is growing well enough. We've got to be bullish looking out into July. We've got to be bullish looking out into the end of the year, on into next year. And there's going to be lots of zigzags, and we're doing our best to find those zigzags. Even though a zag is due, say late next week into the following week, we don't think it's really going to accomplish much. We think this market is determined to go higher into late July. But I got to warn you, it can top out next week and then down in late July, early August. We don't think that's the best scenario, and we're not going to go with it. But I'm warning you, it could occur, so take care of yourself, all right? Any rate, we think it's still up and away here. Things are looking good. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great day. Thank you.